We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. All our hands are up. It is quarter number four. We're going to bring it home strong for you. I like quarter number four during the summer. We just kind of do something that comes to our mind or whatever we want to talk about.
Are you saying we wing it?
You're making it sound like we make it up on the fly, Andrew.
No.
Like, this is not. I mean, there were text messages.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. There were emails.
There were text messages and emails, conversations. We were talking about what we could do, what we wanted, what we thought would make a good segment.
This is not an improvisational segment.
Correct.
Okay. I think you are attacking my professionalism right now, and frankly, I'm appalled.
No, I'm saying
if you weren't wearing that shirt, I think he would have words, more harsh words for you.
We just look at different things for quarter four during the summer than we do.
Walk it back, Shay.
Rest of the year, and we're past the Bob Flounders top 25 that took us five.
Which that guy in Johnstown really appreciated.
Five segments to get through. It's four cornerbacks, by the way. Okay, so what we're going to talk about this week is the first third of Penn State's schedule. We're going to go a little bit in depth on the schedule. We'll look at the times and point spreads, and I got a little information about Penn State's 2018 schedule for you guys first. So, and we'll talk about the Pitt game a lot. So some early numbers on Penn State's 18 schedule. Their 12 opponents went 82-70 last year. Just a number I'm throwing out there. Put them in the 50s. Okay. Three teams finished ranked.
Wait, aren't you the guy that was just saying, like, making fun of our lack of professionalism, and now you clearly did, like, prep work and you did math and stuff?
No, see, you're mistaking the lack of professionalism and preparedness for the sort of we don't know going into the week what we're going to do. On Thursdays, talk about it and come up with something that
potpourri.
We find interesting. Yes.
I think quarter four is a potpourri.
Yeah,
it's a nice dig out, Andy. It's a nice dig out. I'm still not buying it. We're going to press on.
All right, 82-70. That means nothing
70,
to me, but go ahead.
Three teams, Ohio State, Michigan, and Michigan State, finished ranked, and half of the teams that they're going to play this year made it to bowl games and had
Wisconsin
a winning.
I was going to say Wisconsin was pretty good.
No. From the teams that they played last year finished ranked.
Oh, okay.
In their regular season
schedule. We're still talking
about
last year.
Yeah, that's okay. That's how you base. Their schedule generally is regarded as something in the 50s nationally in terms of strength of schedule. So
that's interesting. Because I feel like they have a pretty tough schedule, but
if you look at the Big Ten East after the Big Four.
But they're home.
Yeah, they're home. And the Big Ten East is a premier division inside a conference in college football.
They don't have a killer out of conference. And they get Wisconsin at home and Ohio State at home. Michigan State at home.
The bottom part of the Big Ten East is not good. It's Illinois, you know, while they cross over Illinois. It's Rutgers, Maryland.
Maryland's going to be better this year.
We keep saying that.
I feel like we're going to start talking about the first four games pretty soon.
What's that? No. We're not talking about the Ohio State game.
Let's talk.
No, the first four games.
Oh, we're going to do the first four games only.
Let's talk more about last year.
I'm losing. Help me. You're killing me, Smalls.
So
help
Appalachian
me,
State, Ross.
Appalachian State.
Early first meeting ever between the teams.
And let me say this about that. Oh, you got a stat.
No, I was just going to say.
I'm looking at your computer. You have stats. You know, it would hurt my feelings for the rest of the day if you didn't get a chance to make your point about your stat about Appalachian State. So go ahead.
Jim, I'm making a call to the bullpen. You see it? I'm tapping my right
What's
arm.
What's your App State stat?
App State's a 25-point dog. Penn State's a 25-point favorite. Game's at 3:30. It's the first time they've played.
So what's weird to me about that is as far as, like, cupcake first games go, I don't think App State.
It's not a cupcake.
I mean, they're going to win the game, but that's not – like, they could have gotten much better opponents to be, like – to make sure they would win. Like, App State goes to a bowl game every year and, like, wins it, and they're pretty talented.
They played Georgia last year, and Georgia lost 31-10. They played Wake Forest, only lost by a point.
Yeah.
So they're,
and they should have won that one.
Yeah.
And they destroyed
Toledo in a bowl game. Not that Toledo's great, but 34-0, I think, was the score.
Right. So the point is, like, I'd be surprised if Penn State lost the game. I would not be surprised if it's going into the third, midway through the third or fourth quarter, and it's still a game.
So you take App State in the 24 points.
I would.
For sure.
even though it's at home at the stadium.
Yes.
3:30
kick. You said 25 points, right?
24, 25.
Well, if it's 25, I'm taking 25.
If it's, if it's only 24 and a half, forget it. I'm going to take Penn State. But if it's 25, I'm going to take
State. Even if it's 24, because then I would push. But so yeah, I'm taking App State.
All right, let's move on.
With the points.
23 is a prime number.
I'm going to get emails about that.
So
who took App State with the points? The points.
Penn State plays a 3:30 game to open up. Then they go to a night game. And this is where their schedule in the first month of the season gets a little wonky. How's that for a word? It's a wonky schedule for them. They got to go to Pitt, at Pitt. They are, what, 14-point favorite?
The game won't be. I don't think it'll be 14.
It'll be down to
10. It'll open at 2 touchdowns.
That's a good one also, like for people that are into this type of thing. That's a good game for you to bet on Pitt now. Because as that game gets closer, that line will be closer to 10.
It's what the sharps do. They get it. They get it when the number's good before it changes.
It's more It's more about
Ross is sharp.
It's more about predicting the number movement than the actual game. So if you get Pitt getting 14 points, and then by game time it's gonna be closer to 10, I think, then you're ahead of the game.
Trap game for Penn State?
I don't think it's a trap game. It's between App State and Kent State. I don't think it's a trap game. I think they'll be fired up for it. But you know who I know is going to be fired up for it? Pitt. I mean, they hate each other.
Yeah.
Right.
The game is at Pittsburgh on a Saturday night. That place is going to be electric. And last time Penn State went there, they lost.
They lost.
And by the way, Penn State had a pretty good team that year. They kind of went to the Rose Bowl and won the Big Ten. They still lost. Now, Pitt had a really good team that year. But Pitt, this new quarterback at Pitt's pretty good. They always have a good O-line. They always have a pretty good defense. And what was the final score last year? Do you have it in front of you?
Yeah, Stat it was Boy? 33-14, I think.
Yeah. It wasn't a game after the first quarter, but Pitt
No, it was a game longer than that.
What happened was
21-0 in thing like about, 8 minutes.
The thing about it was 14-0 early. The thing about that game was Pitt kind of slowed the game down. If you look at time of possession, they had the ball for like 36 minutes. But every time they got to the 20, they either self-destruct. They only had one touchdown. They got a two-point conversion and a couple of field goals. But Penn State, after the fast start, really struggled to kind of put them away. That was the game where Barkley ran that route right down the middle of the field past the linebacker for a touchdown that broke it open. So Penn State was in control of the game, but Pitt never really let them blow them out.
Yeah,
so
no, I agree.
And I'm sure the approach will be the same again this year. They're going to try and keep the ball for 35 minutes. And I think they feel a little bit better about their defense this year than they did last year.
All right, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network, on air, online, and on TV with Fox 43. When it comes to Penn State football, we've got you covered. Quarter number four, we're freewheeling. We're winging it here. Bob Flounders, Ross Tucker, and Andy Shea. Well, that's what I was told. All right, after Pitt comes Kent State, and that is a noon kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, at Beaver Stadium. They played Kent State last year.
Noon kick.
30-point favorite or something
I have a bold prediction for this game. You're going to see a lot of freshmen in this game.
This is the first one.
This is the game where if you feel good about freshmen and they're yellows, in the second half you see them play.
Wait a minute. Am I just remembering now? Do we do bold predictions during the season? Andy's are typically terrible, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that was a good bold prediction there, Bob. You're right.
You're gonna see like 15 freshmen in that game.
That's a good point. That's a really good point.
Only 4 minutes left.
I didn't know we were doing. I didn't know we were doing.
That's the only thing I can think about with Kent State that's worth talking about is you're gonna see like Mustafa's gonna be in there, knocking heads. You're gonna see some guys play that.
Well, the other thing to say about that game is that it's kind of nice to have Kent State when your next game is your first Friday night game ever, and it's on the road on a Friday night game. I mean, Illinois stinks, but
yeah,
I don't know. Stranger things have happened.
Absolutely right.
You know, I watched Syracuse beat Clemson last year.
That's
on
a good
Friday
point.
Night.
Yeah.
Crazy things happen on Friday nights because you're not used to it. Like, it's just weird. Yeah. It's a shorter week. You're out of your rhythm. So at least they're playing Kent State and they're done at noon, or they start at noon before that. Yeah.
So when you're talking about Appalachian State and you said you're going to see a lot of freshmen, Kent State, excuse me, would it be good to see Tommy Stevens play like a half at quarterback, say, for example, or does James continue
I've given
to
up
do?
On, I've given up on you're trying up. To read James Franklin and his quarterbacks. I mean,
no, you know what he'll do? You know what he'll do? He'll play Sean Clifford a bunch. to get Clifford experience because he already knows that Stevens is good.
Yeah.
And to get Clifford some experience in case something happens to Trace, I feel like they probably feel like they don't need – Sammy Stevens is going to be like, you kidding me? Why am I not playing quarterback right now? Right. Like, you're too valuable. You can't get hurt. But wait a minute. I don't get a chance to start. I don't get a chance to play. When do I get a chance to play? Well, actually, next year, because you're not going to transfer now.
See, that's the game where I want to see a lot of Lamont Wade at safety. I want to see Micah Parsons at linebacker. I want to see C.J. Thorpe at guard. I want to see Dez Holmes at tackle in the second half of the game, of the Kent State game. Right. I want to see them
– hip and hammer, wide receiver.
These are players that are not – fully formed yet,
right,
and ready to go, but this is a game where you give them live action and they're gonna, it'll help them down the road.
30 points, take them or leave them.
I'll probably take them.
You'll take them?
No, I'll probably leave them. I'll probably take Penn State.
You'll take Penn
36 State. 36 nothing.
Yeah.
36 nothing. All right. Last one we're gonna get to this week. Good idea for a segment, punching bag me, is this is the weird one. They go to Illinois, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard start, 8 o'clock out in Illinois.
CST,
road game at Champaign, and we know Lovie Smith.
Are they supposed to be a little bit better this year?
No.
Marginally better. I mean, they were young.
What year is this for him, 3 or 4?
This is three.
This is probably 3 and done.
Yeah.
To me, this is a game where Penn State's got – you know who Penn State's got next at home? Penn State just wants to win this game, shut it down, get home in one piece. They got an extra day to prepare. I think that Penn State tries to win this game 27-3, and no frills, just don't get anyone hurt, get home.
That's all they got to do.
Because then they play Ohio State the next.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't want anyone in the game. You don't want to do anything fancy. You're just –
you don't want to show anything unless you're trying to give Ohio State something to think of. And you definitely don't want any – I mean, you never want injuries, but
right. It
would be nice if they could take care of business early. A road night conference game is not easy. I mean, Illinois is not what Iowa was last year, but my point is it's going to be televised. Illinois doesn't have very many games on TV.
That's
like,
true.
They like don't. The fans will actually come to this one.
I would take the under in this game. Whatever
that's
it is.
That's a good point.
Just take the under.
Take the under.
Penn State's going to try and win it 27-3.
That's gambling advice right there.
That's what the sharps will tell you.
The number could be 17.
The over is going to be 48. They probably won't even get to 39.
There is no early line on that game yet.
Really?
Not yet.
Or did you just not do the prep?
No, there is no early
line. You just not doing your prep.
No, there is no early game.
Did you quit on us?
No, I did not quit on you. I like this game because I think it gives them an extra day to get ready for Ohio State.
Gives me an extra day to drink. Let's back in Harrisburg. I'm pretty excited about it.
Bob wants Tuesday games from now on.
That will do it for quarter number 4. Thank God. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on the Keystone Sports Networks. We will be back next week. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. Go PSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to gopsurv.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.